Chapter 2. Answering the Phone.
The telephone's inventor, Alexander Graham Bell, insisted the best and only way to answer the phone was by saying, "Hoy hoy," which, to the best of my knowledge, isn't used anywhere in the world. In fact, few, if any, Americans have ever heard the term. Once people get comfortable with the phone, they adapt its use to suit their language and customs. Just as America refused Mr. Bell's suggestion on how to answer a phone, opting to say hello instead, so has the rest of the world. In Japan, they answer the phone with mushi mushi. Italians use pronto, and the Taiwanese and Chinese say wei, or wei na wei, whenever they pick up the receiver. True, that means hello, but it's still not the word hello. Like in France, where they say allô, which is the French pronunciation of hello. The telephone was already a common appliance in almost every American household by the late 1920s, well before many countries started service. So it's really not much of a surprise the most basic thing done on the phone, the greeting, has gone high-tech.
Hello is the way most Americans prefer to answer their home phone. But it's a very different story in the business world. Americans say time is money. So apply that to every facet of business. They look for shortcuts to reduce or eliminate wasted time, including the way they answer the phone. For the sake of efficiency and in the name of professionalism, most businesses have replaced the old friendly hello with a standard greeting used company-wide.
Many simply say the name of the company alone instead of hello. Others still say hello but add the company name. Then there are those who include the company name in a longer, friendlier standard greeting. It's all designed to eliminate one step or question in the answering cycle in all phone calls. It's so common some callers get upset if they don't hear the company name or some other form of identification at the beginning of the conversation and have to ask. Any place of business that doesn't do it or that does it differently is usually considered unprofessional.
A Japanese company took over a large business in Hawaii and wanted people to know the company was now Japanese-owned and operated. They ordered their employees to answer the phone with the phrase "mushi mushi," like they do in Japan. The public reaction was so negative, they had to go back to the old way. Americans, specifically Hawaiians in this case, wouldn't allow any deviation from the custom.